This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our beloved mother Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at her place, and whilst they were there, they heard a few people arguing outside of the dwelling. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to them to address them. And he said, إِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ إِلَيَّ. You people bring your matters to me. You people bring your arguments to me. You people bring your dispute to me for me to judge. وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَن يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَا بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. And it is highly possible that some of you are more convincing in the arguments. Some of you are more appealing. Some of you are more eloquent in the arguments in making the cases. فَأَقْضِي لَهُ عَلَى نَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعُ مِنْهُ. And what happens is that I could rule in his favor because of the convincing arguments and because of the eloquent discussion put forward by the person. فَمَنْ قَطَعْتُ لَهُ مِنْ حَقِّ أَخِيهِ شَيْئًا. Just know and understand, if I rule in favor of a person because of their convincing arguments, فَلَا يَأْخُذْهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَقْطَعُ لَهُ بِهِ قِطْعَةً مِنَ النَّارِ, then that person should know and understand that if he is wrongfully winning the case on the basis of his convincing arguments, then remember, I am actually cutting a share of Jahannam, a share of the fire of hell, and giving it to him. And this hadith basically illustrates that when a matter arises, the judge presiding over the case does not know the entire details of the case because he was not present there. And he is relying on the information that is presented to him. And if a person puts up a false argument, and he is persuasive enough to win that argument, and the judge rules in his favor, he should understand that he is actually winning a share and a portion of the fire of Jahannam. That's how serious this matter is. And from here, the ulama mentioned that you should not just go with a convincing argument. You should try to uncover the truth and try to get to the bottom of it, to the level best. And from here, the ulama also mentioned that it's not a given that a person who can argue the case most convincingly is the person on truth. In this day and age, people hire expensive lawyers, even though they know they are on the wrong. And even though they know that they are guilty, yet they go the extra mile in trying to prove their so-called innocence. Meanwhile, they know at the end of the day, they are the guilty ones. They should understand that they are actually taking a share from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. For temporary victory, you are losing eternal bliss and eternal hereafter, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for you in terms of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and allow us to side with the truth in all aspects and affairs of our life. Ameen.